Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We're doing G.I. Joe. What's G.I. Joe? We're just talking about G.I. Joe. Transformers UK number 39.
Man,
You're at
G.I. Joe
Boo.
UK, that's Action Force, man. Get it
Yeah.
right.
You're at Boo the Ox on underground.com. So, everyone,
Dreadnoughts have worked their way into your brain,
they
man.
really have. Get your Typhoo T Tram, get your favorite issue, and let's go over this. So, yeah, the cover of this is just one of those. It's kind of cool, actually. The colors aren't even bad. It's just not drawn the best, but it's still pretty cool.
Oh
It's
yeah.
got a Optimus Prime shooting Sideswipe pretty much in the back with Prowl and Ironhide, and he is the Autobot killer.
He said he wanted that jet pack. Dang it.
Give me the jetpack, Sides. I remember from that first miniseries, he was pissed about it too.
Oh yeah, he barked that order.
Give me the jetpack. Well, my jetpack? Yeah, yours.
And didn't he go like now or something like that?
Yeah, he did. And also, you have the flip book once again. Like, you got Optimus Prime leaning back even more. He's got the force perspective with the leg way up front, and
Oh yeah.
the glow around the barrel of the gun.
He's doing that like he's in a concert, like he's about to put his lighter up.
Yeah. Yeah, so cool cover, and actually they got the
Yeah.
weapons pretty spot on. I mean,
And that's Herb Trimpey
Herb
again.
Trimpe, yeah. Which
I
you don't
always
really
liked the way he did Optimus's head, modeled after the toy's head. I
Yeah.
just like the angles he always did on that.
Actually, there's a nice blend of toy accurate and show accurate here on the cover. It's mostly more Sunbow accurate. Because Ironhide, but I'm really getting into the point where I really enjoy Herb Trimpe's his art style.
What it does is he does the bodies like
Yeah,
Sunbow, and then
yes,
he does the heads like the toys.
exactly.
It's a good mix.
It is a good mix. It kind of reminds me of proto Jeff Senior.
Yeah.
With Jeff
And
Senior,
they're very sharp angles
they
on them.
are, which is why I think of Jeff Senior.
Yeah.
Jeff Senior is really big about sharp angles. He did a lot of that in G2, actually. Sometimes the line art wasn't the best because they were trying to rush it out. But yeah, when he's on, he kind of has this style. So him, Herb Trimpe are like straight up there, like with the hard angles. They're not big on the teeth, if you will, of
Right.
Transformers, or the a Transformer sweating or being looking wet, like a lot of the later.
You're talking about like Stephen Baskerville's.
Yeah, a lot of later G1 US books, they would have things like Prowl like yelling and looking pissed, like he had no metal to his face. It was all like, argh! And he'd be like wet looking all the time. I
Oh,
never
yeah.
understood.
Well, they would do basically guys in armor, is what I mean. The artists even claim that. Yeah,
Well, I
I'm
mean,
better.
it worked actually for being Action Masters, which essentially at that point they were. The Nebulon change where they became guys with wearing armor. That was
Oh, you mean Nucleon?
Nucleon. Yeah, sorry. God, what did I say?
Noob. You got Nubleon going on over
Oh God. Okay. Yes, Nucleon.
Yeah.
I think I was pushing two things together.
You're probably thinking a high Q.
Nebulon and Nucleon, yes.
Yes.
Okay, anyways,
Which,
yeah.
oddly enough, wasn't the Titans Return Galvatron's head Nucleon? It's called Nucleon.
I think he was, but I never got that
So
version.
it's like he had a Nebulon named Nucleon.
And since I haven't opened the other pack, by the way, I've got my newer headmasters. I've got my horrible. I've got my I've got squeeze play and Fangry down here until I open the actual three pack. His little
Nice.
White Master Fangry. He looks so dumb next to them. I kind of love it in a weird way, but hey.
Fangry was always an odd one.
Well, he's a head and a chest of a little wolf
Oh,
bat
you've got the
demon.
little one up there. I
Oh
see.
yeah.
Sorry.
Let me pull the. I was just my stand in until I open that pack.
Yeah.
This just cracks me up so much every time I see it.
Right.
But I'm not going to even try to stand that back up there. It was for my seat. So yeah, we're into this issue. It is Prime Time, which I think that was the name of the single issue in the US, right?
Yeah, this is just a reprint of the
Yeah, a Prime Time.
US issue.
We have our sound waves. We have a full page of Matt and the Cat, and I can't find a reason to be interested. I try to read it, and it just, yeah,
Oh, you
I
know what was interesting is the Robo Capers that we got this
Robo
issue.
Capers being full on American with Black Friday, like full on feeling here.
You know, these guys kind of remind me of the aliens from Futurama, the Omicron Persei 8. You can see them, oh, have you come to conquer us again? It's like, no, nah, we're just gonna do some shopping.
Yeah. And they're flying what looks like Cosmos.
Cosmos, yeah, that's Adamski
Yep.
scout ship.
Hey man, I grew up right next to Gulf Breeze. Trust me, I know it. Remember the Gulf Breeze UFO
Oh, I
hoax?
remember that. Did they ever debunk that
Oh
guy
yeah.
or?
Oh totally. It was debunked hard like several years later. Like no one wanted to debunk it, it seemed. They were like, "Oh, this is fantastic." Bringing people to start, you know, like looking at the skies. Yeah, it was like a double exposure or something. The guy, you know, did it a few times. The ship looks so bad. I don't understand how anyone would have fallen for that, but I guess if you want to
It was
believe
the
something,
90s, man.
yeah, if you want to believe something, you will.
The truth is out there.
And I want to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were kind of neat looking pictures, but
They were. And, you know, it was all scary. Like, I swore after that happened, because I was like, what, 11 or 12 or something like that, I think. And I swear when it happened, we saw a UFO over the bayou, but I'm sure it was just reflecting light from the city or whatever on the water. But
oh
you know,
yeah, you know, or every like plane at that point.
it was swamp gas reflecting off Venus.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of
And there wasn't a lot of drinking out, you know, on the waterways, you know, around there.
not at all.
Never,
Never.
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 Teetotalers, everyone.
Oh, by far. Just
Church
because
deacons.
it was a dry county at the time. So they just came over to Pensacola Beach and got hammered.
Right.
It was like, it's the way it goes. It's like there's Pensacola and there's
Yeah.
like this little strip here is Gulf Breeze, and this little strip over here, the bottom, is Pensacola Beach. So you just go here, buy all your liquor, go over here to Gulf Breeze. Or if you don't want to get, you know, get bottles of stuff, you just go to the beach and have bushwhackers until you pass out from I don't know, a diabetic coma or being hammered.
Was John Lithgow there as like a preacher telling everyone they couldn't dance?
I can see that actually,
Yeah.
Gulf Breeze, because it's a very affluent community.
Till Kevin Bacon showed up and just
Yeah, until
changed the
Kevin
whole
Bacon showed
county.
up, that yeah, 100%. Like, hey, we trailer trash, and you know, then like, oh yeah, we have a few trailers in Gulf Breeze. We don't talk about that. Yeah. Anyways, so speaking of I don't know, man, maybe Kevin Bacon, maybe try, I don't know if it may have traded.
Flying objects?
Yes, there you go. UFOs. 6 miles above the Oregon countryside, the thin air vibrates with the thundering crack of a sonic boom. And there is Sky Jetfire. Is it Jetfire now? Yeah.
It's Jetfire. It's always
Yeah.
Jetfire in the comics.
Okay. And it is very phallic looking, Jetfire, by the way. That cockpit is jutting out there, man.
What?
Yeah.
Why'd they name it that?
Let me show you. You know, there's like, wow, this is great. Dude, this is really kind of dark in a way. So Buster disassembled Jetfire last issue and like they pulled his brain module and he reassembled him and he's flying around like a joyride.
Yeah.
That's kind of, it's like you're flying around someone's corpse or their body, and they're like, their brain's not, you know, they're in a coma. So I'm gonna ride around in their body.
Well, he reprogrammed the brain too, so
He did, but not well enough, as we'll find out.
yeah. Well, you know, he's got the best version of Flight Simulator now, so.
Man, okay, this has nothing to do with the comic. Have you ever watched like videos of people who role play in a flight simulator, like actually have like a tower?
Oh yeah. They talk to the tower and, you know, have to get permission to land and everything.
Yeah. Oh my
Those are some of the
God.
funniest videos I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, it was like Air Force something. It was he would be like, oh, we got a hot air balloon on the runway. Runway 7A. We need to bring that hot balloon off our runway. And there's a kid going, I don't care. I like my balloon. He's like, all right, we're gonna have to, cut ban him from the server and fire him as a pilot. It just stuff like that
Oh
for
yeah, people
hours.
trying to land blimps and stuff like
Oh my
that. Just
God. People trying to land two planes opposite sides of the runway. And
yeah.
it's obsessively is boring to watch. But if you get someone who's a good someone to follow or watch on there,
Oh, it can be
oh
hilarious.
yeah, they'll crack stuff the entire time. Yeah, this one guy, he was just, I guess he was in the Air Force or whatever, and he knows all the different, lingo of
He
an
knows the
aircraft traffic
jargon,
controller.
yeah.
Yeah. God, that was Air Force Strong something 97 or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
He was fun to watch, but yeah. So we have
Those tax dollars put to good use.
we have a little squishy human flying in the corpse of Jetfire or the coma body.
It's not even that. He's not even really alive yet, so he's a baby
Was he
transformer.
ever alive, really?
Really? So yeah, he's just like lost like in thought about all the stuff that's happened and doesn't notice all the Air Force jets, the real Air Force jets surrounding him and demanding that he identify himself.
By the way, this is probably something really confusing to people who are reading the comic in the UK because Jetfire was put out as an Autobot commander. Remember
Yes.
that? So he's disassembled the Autobot commander while Optimus Prime is trying to be rescued, and so here we are.
Well, well, I guess it kind of makes sense right now since there is no Autobot commander.
I mean, someone's got to fill that role, right? Because it's
Right?
not Prowl. Definitely not Prowl. He's not doing a good of a
Well, and
job.
even on the American tech specs, Jetfire has a rank 10.
Yeah, that's probably why they named him Autobot Commander.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah,
And we have a peek of the Autobot symbol behind Buster's head as
nice.
he's dodging the jets and
Yeah.
shooting them down.
On the because I don't think it's in any of the other pictures. That's kind of funny.
It's just like a little bit of the bottom of the symbol. It's not on any of the other
I
pictures on that
wonder,
one panel though.
yeah, I wonder if that was on purpose or if that was
I think that
some.
was an oopsie.
I think so too. Like, they kind of called that shot early.
Yeah. But
Yeah,
yeah,
he.
Jetfire goes into evasive action and Buster can't handle it and Buster blacks out, so
Because he's soft and squishy.
yeah, he's just a kid. He was riding bikes an hour earlier, so.
With his like 25-year-old model girlfriend.
Right, and Jetfire just takes out all the fighter jets that were flanking him and demanding he identify himself, so.
But at least they much like G.I. Joe, they all ejected safely.
Yes.
So yeah,
I'm
though,
sure there'll be some federal offenses involved there.
should be fine. Also, since he passed out, Jetfire just goes per the program he already had.
Yeah, he reverted back to the older programming that
Yeah,
Shockwave had,
well, I
so.
guess I'm taking this kid over to the airbase.
And I would
Hope.
just like to point out that, in the next scene, we do have a sweaty Transformer.
We do. We do. But there's supposed to be a reason for it. And
They do, interview with the vampire, they always like sweat and cry blood.
yep.
Yeah, well, Transformers sweat oil.
Apparently so. Which has got to be nasty.
Lincoln lubricant.
exactly, buddy. And so yeah, Shockwave is going to read Rumble the Riot Act for letting the human
Buster,
get
yeah.
Buster. Well, yeah, Buster. Maybe like he's to get he, the human to see Optimus Prime and get their creation matrix. So
Yeah, because we learned a issue or two back that Buster snuck by because Rumble couldn't see him. He was just little pixels moving out of the corner of his eyes.
that's right. He was doing that that 4-bit gaming pixel picture.
Right. He looked like the protagonist from Berserk.
Actually, yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Find that humanoid.
Shockwave takes the future body of Ramjet and says, "Hey, and by the way, Rumble, if you let anything else happen, I'm gonna do to you what I'm doing to this jet," and just crushes it.
That's Dirge, by the way.
It is not Dirge, that's Ramjet.
That's Dirge.
Look at the forward wings.
Yeah, that's Dirge.
We're oh God, it is Dirge. I had to think about the
It's
Dirge
not really
colors.
Dirge, so it's not Dirge.
Yeah. I mean,
It's like they had the forethought to let's go ahead and like start introducing these jets as maybe the next wave, and then just not do that.
But he's colored like Ramjet. Look at that white body and red wings.
Man, it's Yom
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. What?
Tov.
Hold on. I'm the one that's critical. No.
I know, but you got to know what to expect because even like the nose cone is red. Like everything is red except for like the jets on the very back.
No, we're here again. I appreciate the coloring of the wrong jet. You'll get it right eventually, I think. Not on the covers, because we've seen those covers, but maybe in the book you'll eventually get it right. We're coming here to you because I know you watch every week, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your continued patronage, and I hope we can correct this in the future.
He's
Okay?
not watching.
Thank you. Thank you, Nell. Don't you take that away from me.
And I mean, they're all orange like in the panel before that. So, I mean,
Yeah. That's straight on Nell Yondov.
right.
Oh, dude, I love this so much. Shockwave's standing there, and Soundwave comes up to him, is like, "Hey, as we suspected, Commander Shockwave, there was an eavesdropping device hidden within these walls." And he opens his hand, and there's a rotary phone with the cord still attached, going somewhere.
Well, you skipped ahead though. There was a greater threat than that before this. Just the page before.
Oh God, this kid.
It's that creepy kid again.
Look out for Optimus Prime and Megatron. They're in shops now.
He's brought his gun and his truck again.
Oh, dude. And I gotta point this out that it is the swollen fists and bigger blaster, Optimus Prime at this point.
Yes. Yeah, that's
But
definitely the bloated, I think. Yeah, is that what it is?
bloated.
Bloated.
But the trailer is actually the blue. It's already switched over from silver to blue. Like I know you and I both have a the metal sides trailer with the gray roller and the gray the gray
Yeah.
parts in there. Yeah, so the gray missiles and all that. So
Well,
it's
you
kind
know,
of
at this point, especially in Europe, you're lucky he doesn't have red feet.
you're not wrong.
What
You're
was that?
right.
The CG? Is that one that, how you say that? The CG?
I don't know.
It's the French one. I don't.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of what I knew. I've seen that in the
It's
past.
CIJI, and in French, it's probably like ha ha because
See.
I have no idea. I can't speak
Yeah,
French.
obviously not. I
I
took
am
two.
yet. I'm but a Philistine. I
I
cannot
took 2 years
speak.
of high school French,
Yeah.
and I can't tell you. So
You can't
that's
even French kiss.
just because I wouldn't you. It's not. That's not the same.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to
Oh,
it. Was
so
spin the bottle.
I want to do it again. So you see, Prime Laserbeak was attacked by Autobots seeking to prevent us from taking the fleshling you call Buster Witwicky. So he was talking about that. That's how we learned about all this. They were prepared because they've been eavesdropping the entire time. Logically, your followers would have only attempted such a rescue if they knew our plans. And they did, by the way, of that telephone, as he points at Optimus Prime.
Yeah, this is a bit of a plot hole though.
What's that?
Because they previously said that Laserbeak was following them to see if they found Buster.
Yeah, that's
And that's
very.
how Laserbeak found Buster, is he followed Bloodstreak and Bumblebee.
You know, I'm not. It's not above Shockwave just straight out lie to Optimus Prime,
Yeah.
just to make it feel worse. I would put it to that instead of like a plot hole. Or maybe he's just pissed off about the entire situation, so he's just wagging his finger at Optimus Prime.
Oh, and it could have been a last minute change to the earlier plot point.
I mean,
That
the plots have been
happens.
so tight.
And
All right.
comics are fluid. You know, you can do a couple little dialogue changes and It changes everything.
Yep. So then we have all the Autobots driving single file down the road towards
Oh
Zod.
yeah, with Huffer towing Optimus's body.
Yes, I was about to say that. It's just kind of funny, like looking at it, because we know because of the episode. It was a third episode of the miniseries. I think that Huffer took his trailer because he was
Oh, he did it in
Optimus.
Heavy Metal War too, so
Yeah. So
yeah.
yeah, but we have what Hound, Prowl, Gears, Huffer, and Optimus Prime's body, and I think in the back that's supposed to be Brawn.
There's
Looks like.
Brawn and then Jazz.
Oh, is Jazz on the bridge?
Yeah. And then we
So.
can't tell who the next one is.
Well, I don't even know if there's anyone else on the
There's someone behind him, but you can only see like their wheels.
Yeah, I'm looking at like the next panel and I don't even think it's on there. It might be Sideswipe. I don't know. We'll figure
And sir, not appearing in this film.
it out. So yeah, the Shockwave decides to use the little like eavesdropping thing against them.
Well, one thing I want to point out, I love
Yeah.
the way they did the interstitial space on the panels and used it to do the silhouettes of the Autobots driving down the
That is
panel.
really cool. I do like that. That's what I was actually was looking at, trying to see if that was gonna be Sideswipe walk running up because he's on the cover too. But I don't even see
Yeah.
Ironhide, honestly, so
Yeah, that was a good use of space there.
it was
Yeah.
really cool. I like that a lot. Plus, it's just kind of neat to see the silhouettes. And I was kind of confused about this at first, and now I looking at the silhouette, Hound's gun is pointing backwards at the rest of the Autobots.
Yeah, he's projecting maps and stuff to him.
Oh, it's true. Never mind.
Yeah, because it's in the first panel when he's in front of Prowl.
I'm
It's
seeing
doing
that.
that too.
I'm seeing that.
It's a
Yeah.
hologram.
Oh, God. What was it just watching there talk about a hologram? Oh, yeah. I was watching the first season of Red Dwarf.
Oh,
And
yeah.
they pronounce it that way. How we can only have one hologram on Brahali at a time. I'm like, hologram?
Did they change that for Jem? Because it was
Maybe.
holograms by Jem. Because
Yeah,
they,
Jim and the Holograms.
yeah, you
But
wouldn't want the
yeah.
holograms.
Maybe it was just something that was pulled, like, I don't know. Maybe the Hound voice actor would have had a little British, influence or something. Who
Well,
knows?
that was Peter Cullen.
Oh, it was. I don't know.
And then, yeah, you just gotta wonder. It's like how,
That's right, because that was
Data has
Ironhide who
become
said it.
Data in the vernacular because of Star Trek: The Next Generation.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to meanwhile at the aerospace plant.
Jetfire returns as
Jetfire,
predicted.
yes, with a 99.68% certainty, Soundwave, have you got something for me, Jetfire? And he hands over Buster Witwicky.
I almost expected like a pile of goo. He doesn't really know how to handle a human.
We can assemble
I
this.
made a mess.
Bring out Autobot X. And Jetfire's eyes are red, by the way.
Yeah. And what's funny is when they reference this in Revenge of the Fallen. It's all like trying to get him to get the all spark out of Sam's brain.
Oh, I get. Yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah, no, that's totally this whole plot arc here.
Yeah, I actually I never thought about that. It's true.
And they used a flying Decepticon to capture him then too.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
funny. Well, it
Which it was
was.
what the Osprey one, which Blackout was supposedly dead, so weren't they calling him something else? I forgot what they were calling the
Oh God, I know exactly what you're talking about. It was like a clone of Blackout.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name right now, but yeah, another big helicopter,
Yeah.
Black Hawk. The yeah, so he's really you realize like, okay, well, he's unconscious, but he's operative still, so that's good. And so they hook up Buster Witwicky to a table with like a brain device thing on him.
See, I'm telling you, just like Revenge of
And it is no, it,
the
yeah. Now you point that out, I felt dumb for not even thinking about that. But minutes later, you see a silhouette of a jet in the air with all the Autobots are waiting there. So Shockwave set them up to go meet him at a, show up at a bog. And then he sends Jetfire to go drop Optimus Prime's head in the park.
Right.
And
Yeah,
yeah,
because he tells him your usefulness is over now.
he's holding his head like this. He drops the head.
It's like the opposite of a Garrowak mode.
It is. I kind of wish I had that Optimus Prime helmet that it does sounds and stuff because I could you could hold it like this.
Right?
That'd be a great one. Well, hopefully our whoever does our thumbnails will pick up some ideas for doing this.
I don't know whoever that guy is.
He's terrible.
Well, then, when Optimus Prime's head is dropped into the muck, he encounters the greatest threat that we were told as children,
Quicksand.
quicksand. He's just sinking into the muck.
Oh God, I was what was I watching recently? It was like an 80s movie, and they're like, and the someone like stepped into an area. It's like, oh no, quicksand! I'm like, man, what happened to quicksand? It just after like after Raiders of the Lost Ark, was it Raiders it was in, or is that then? Yeah, it was been in Raiders. It kind of went away.
Yeah, you don't really see quicksand like in the late 80s. It's all the
Oh
70s and early 80s.
no, actually, it was the fourth Indiana Jones movie. They had the quicksand and the stupid gag with the snake. There's so
Oh, is
much.
that the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't watch that one.
It was fun if you don't consider it part. I don't know, man. It was okay. I just like seeing Karen Allen again, honestly, so that was kind of
Yeah.
fun.
I just skipped that one.
Yeah, Karen Allen just looked like she was having fun the entire time.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like people remember me. Then there this is actually this could have been solved by someone's special thing like Jazz has his the grappling hook on a rope. But I guess they all forget they have special things and they all make a chain, like a Cybertronian chain, and they all hold each other's hands and reach in there, Prowl grabs the head out of the bog and presents.
Grindor is that helicopter's name.
That's right.
I had to look it up. I'm like,
He's named after a skateboard minicon from Armada.
Armada. Yeah, that's what I was like. I knew it was something silly.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's one of the worst names.
Yeah.
And there are bet names like Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gusher and Guzzle.
You're right there. Yeah, so Prowl shows up. He's like, Prime, your head. Let's give it back to his body, and his body will know what to do. It does.
Yes, it knows how to catfish all the Autobots.
I love that they think that Shockwave just tossed the head in the bog. Everything is gonna be fine. Like,
They didn't even rinse it off when they got it out, so
no, raw dogged it right on top of the body, man.
that could have just been, malfunctioning.
It could have been a
Because the
lot of
first thing
things.
Optimus does is he shoots Prowl.
Yep.
If Grimlock was around, he would approve of this. He probably would have helped Optimus shoot Prowl.
Yes, me Grimlock agree. And then Frenzy and Soundwave walk up with a laser beak, I guess,
Yeah.
and greetings, Autobots. Be advised, your Autobot leader obeys us now.
And Rumble is not there because he has been left to watch the humans.
Yep.
That's his punishment.
Actually, there's I think it's Laserbeak and Buzzsaw. Yeah, it is.
Yep, Buzzsaw. He's got both the birds.
Yep.
And
He's got
like all
Ravage.
the current cassettes are there except for Rumble, who has sat babysitting all the
All
humans.
the good cassettes are there.
Yeah.
And like dude, like Cliff Trooper's got this weird blue panel on the back of his head. I don't understand what that's about.
Optimus shot the paint off of it. That's what.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
What's that?
It's probably mimicking the little plate on the back of the toy's head.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's supposed to be shiny chrome, I bet.
I bet you it is, but blue kind of works for that, I guess.
It's a
But
stand-in for black and chrome and
yeah,
whatever you need it
exactly.
to be. Like Nightcrawler and Beast from X-Men were supposed to be black furred with the blue as highlights, and it just became the staple that they were just blue.
Yeah, I remember oh God, what's his face from actually in from Apocalypse, like the guy who he has this big mane of hair. I'm trying to think of his name. In the DC Comics. I cannot remember his name for some reason right now. He's got this big, crazy mane of black hair. It always had like blue put into it also.
Yeah.
I'll
Even
remember it.
Superman's hair was always like done with blue
Yeah.
highlights. Yeah.
I'm gonna wake up at 3 a.m. and remember the character's name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're on the sound waves.
Finally, something good.
Yeah, right.
I do. I look forward to these letters pages done by Transformers.
I know. This was a little more tame than usual, so
He's getting softer on the humans.
he probably got complaints that he was being too hard on them. These are kids.
Decepticon-y.
Yeah. And like the one kid points out, like, yeah, you should be really allowing like such trades going on to get like, you're worth so much more, and like you should be pleased with the swap, because on the swap meet like from a couple issues back.
Oh yeah, they want to get rid of Sunstreaker so they can get you. It's like, all
Yeah.
right, yeah.
Like,
No
your
point of
logic is
you.
sound, carbon-based unit. I tracked my previous ban on the swap.
I wonder if that actually affected that trade.
Maybe. Yeah, there's other, little things in here. There's not a lot of really good ones, unfortunately, this time. And like, there's like, I'd enjoy the Transformers every week, but I have to keep it out of the way of my baby brother John because he tries to eat it. Richard Greenwood of Cranla. And
Oh
he
yeah,
did.
and a Sunbow animation error pops in here where they put an Autobot symbol on Soundwave's chest.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And yeah, of course
There
we
it is.
got a from that
Yeah.
one.
I totally skipped over that letter. But Soundwave, on the one I just read there, he's talking about, like, even if I live to be 60 billion years old, I'll never begin to understand the digestive habits of fleshlings. And no one understands babies eating everything they can get a hold of. No one does.
And you get asked about females.
Oh, why aren't there any Decepticon females? They just get in the way. That's a funniest letter
Well, it asks
response.
if there aren't any females among the Autobots and Decepticons. So this is before they were introduced in the cartoon, apparently.
And the sign off is your friendly neighborhood feminist wing bag. Whatever that means.
Whinge.
What is a winch bag? Oh, it is. Okay, that's what it is. Oh,
Yeah,
I see
so
the E in there. And yeah, the response is, they just get in the way. You're sincerely the friendly neighborhood sexist Decepticon, aka Soundwave Cybertron. That was the top letter for me right there.
yeah, that's when he got a little bit of a snarkiness back.
Yeah. And then the last letter is a book.
Right?
The thing is, that's an essay.
And they're going on mainly about Machine Man and how
Yeah,
they brought in Arno Stark, who is Iron Man of 2020, the
yep.
far off future of 2020.
God, I'll never see that year. The
Don't even remember that year. Did anything major happen in that year? I don't think so.
yeah, I learned that having kids is sometimes a liability.
Think I just slept through that year.
Wish I could have. I was considered a necessary or like a vital job. Because I sold liquor.
Well, I guess technically that is.
Seriously, I had a letter that I could take around with me in case anyone stopped me. Like, yep, I'm vital job. I sell liquor. You'll thank me
That's one
later.
thing no one will ever accuse me of being vital or important.
Yeah, I'll just as long as you keep those thumbnails coming. Come on, art slave.
Just superfluous.
Yeah, and like even the letters, like, kind of critical, as don't leap straight for the alternate Earth conclusion, because if you do, we still won't have discovered the fate of Marvel Universe Machine Man, just some parallel doppelganger. He wants them, like, you give me the real answer. I don't want any of this alternate reality stuff. Just what happened? Why is he like this?
Oh yeah, he wants to know what happened to Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want any like cop outs, like alternate realities.
And I mean, here we are in 2020, and I don't keep up too much with the current Marvel stuff, but I'm pretty sure Tony Stark is still around.
Somehow he's always around, like just like somehow, Steve Rogers always comes back as Captain America, even though he left or got killed or whatever.
Yeah. And then, so yeah, I don't know. I know they played a little bit with Arno Stark, I believe, but I don't think it's been the same.
No, I think the what they're working right now is they're doing Ironheart stuff, like what Disney's also doing did the
Yeah.
show, but
And that's, I think, the main thing that comics function as is supplemental material to
yeah,
boost the movies.
oh yeah, and yeah, the letter ends off like, any chance of explanation? If you're stumped, maybe you could ask the imaginary robot who answers your letters.
Yeah.
Imaginary, I'll give you your imaginary carbon-based unit. When you feel the power of my concussion blaster gun, you'll wish that you inhabited some alternate reality. I refuse point blank to answer what I at first thought was to be an intelligent and well-phrased letter for a human, anyway. I will leave it to my human helpers, ha, to answer it. And then it comes someone who's like, yeah, so sorry about that, Steve. Kind of gives a whole, like, explanation what's going on. Like, and then actually, they don't even bring up the, the Iron Man 2020 is more like along the lines of they think it could be Tony Stark or Jim Rhodes or someone else for the matter who snuffs it between 1985 and 2020.
Right. Well, they're saying that that is Arno Stark is the Iron Man of the future, but we don't know which Iron Man he replaces. So,
Yeah, okay, I got, oh, that's right. He clearly at the original Iron Man be okay, yeah, that makes sense. I read that wrong.
but you know how that goes. As time goes on, no, none of that matters.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And there's our cool classified page after that. But I like I said, Math Cat, I don't really care. I tried.
Yeah, I think this is pretty much the same classified ad that's been running too.
It is. They probably played for like 6 months or something like that. And this, I think, runs every 2 weeks, so.
And then we have the preview of the next issue, which has Optimus punching a large-headed shockwave.
They always go back to the large head shockwave somehow.
They do that. Shockwave head is always just massive.
He's grabbing the barrel of his gun though. He's gripping
Right?
that thing hard.
He's
So
got that kung fu grip.
he does. Good, it's actually good colors, and like besides the huge shockwave head, not terrible art.
Don't know, it's still good stuff.
Yeah. And well, because you're also doing it like, human scale, I guess, proportions for a robot.
Right.
And the fact file is on Scavenger Constructicon.
The most interesting Constructicon. That's what you tell the blind date that's going with. Oh, he's very interesting. He has a great personality. And he doesn't even have that.
No, he's got poor judgment. He's too much fuel. He's just a jerk. No one really likes him, and everything is worth something, even me.
Well, yeah, he struggles with his own self-worth.
Yeah, he's
Honestly, he is one of the more useful ones because they use him to detect stuff and find all the stuff they always need to find that's buried. It's always
true.
scavenger.
You're not
And then
wrong
they
about
give him none
that.
of the credit.
It's because he has a weird looking face.
Maybe they beat him down because he is probably one of the more talented ones.
Don't let him know that.
Yeah, exactly. You can't let him hear that.
Yeah, well, it's
They always
again.
have one like that on the team that's just kind
Oh,
of the
yeah.
quirky one. Like, I think it was Nautilator on the Seacons.
Oh,
And
Dead End was like the nihilist.
yeah, but Breakdown was the guy who was like on the verge of falling apart.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that dude, he'd freak out over like stoplights, like traffic lights. He'd think they were staring at him. He'd like start shaking and freaking out. So
Perfect.
I think the
Perfect.
Combaticons were the only one where the team was pretty much all together. You just had to worry about Swindle selling your
Yeah.
parts while you're
The
asleep.
Vortex was kind of crazy, and like he's kind of chaotic. Blastoff was just aloof. Brawl was, well, he's dumb.
Vortex was just the Decepticon version of Wild Bill from G.I. Joe, though. I mean, everything you see Vortex doing, you could see Wild Bill doing.
Wee-hee!
See? I
Yeah.
mean, it's.
Yeah, you're not. I can see it now that I just did the little wee-hoo.
See?
Yeah, that makes a lot
Let's
of
take them for a whirl. Yeah, see?
sense. Oh God, yes,
Yeah, they're
I
just
wow.
like evil G.I. Joes.
Yeah, Wild Bill was kind of like the other half of Simon and Simon, and Dale Earnhardt had a baby.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah,
I see
definitely.
that.
Maybe a little Burt Reynolds thrown in there.
Oh.
Cannonball Run, Burt Reynolds,
Yeah.
or maybe Smokey the Bandit. I'll give him Smokey the Bandit.
Gator. The movie was Sharky's Machine.
Or how about Deliverance? without a mustache.
You know, he played Hooper also.
Oop. All right, well, that is issue number 39, and
Yeah, you
I
stopped me before I got to the centerfold, Burt Reynolds.
please.
The Dirk Dinobot Burt Reynolds.
Perfect. Well,
So yeah, now we got to find out why is Optimus shooting the Autobots, which
obviously
is the
the
logical conclusion, it says.
I mean, obviously the oh God, Transformers 40, the Sinking Man's comic.
Instead of thinking, are you supposed to say that like with a German accent? The
The
sinking
Sinking
man's,
Man's comic.
like, yeah.
For the
There's
Swedish
so many
Chef.
puns in this issue.
Oh God, at least they look like they have fun. That's important.
Oh, absolutely. Especially the UK side, I think they
Yeah.
had more fun than anybody working on this comic.
God, yes. Whoever's doing sound waves is just loving every week. Like, oh boy, look what
You know,
I
I
got
kind of
in
wish
this.
we'd get some of that with Skybound. Get
Yeah.
one of the characters answering.
God, can you imagine? Oh, I'm Oktar. I'm Starscream. You
Oh,
have.
Skuckzoid answering the letters in Void
Oh
Rivals.
God.
Just have a Skuckzoid clone. It doesn't have to be even like beta. It can be, you got extras.
My wife, my kids.
Right? He
Oh
always kind of like brings it back around to his wife and kids.
God. Yeah, when Void Rivals number 24 gets released, you'll understand why. And I'm not sure, are we gonna release that tomorrow or this tomorrow? Because I think we can get this knocked out pretty quickly.
I'm game for either one.
Well, I'm gonna get this on the hopper for in the morning.
Let's go for whichever one already has a thumbnail done.
Let me go kick you. Oh no, you actually sent me one already. Yeah, we're good. Okay, this will be it
See?
tomorrow. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for being here again this week, and
Now you've
we'll.
seen some behind the scenes work here, how this well-oiled machine comes together.
The well-oiled like Rumble's face.
Right.
So yeah, take your Typhoo T tram out of here, and we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah. Where's the there? Damn it! There it is. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.